is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. Yeah. Yeah.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Johnstock C, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Printmasters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Tropical Gyros. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest, point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. This still is city long as Tip living. Listen,
I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared.
What?
I ain't
what?
Run, but still I stand.
Yeah,
no matter what, people care I am. Yeah, no matter what, remember I ain't.
And the magazines tell it, I'm sure to be in jail till 2027. Rather see me in a cell instead of this new McLaren. Gotta take you through hell just to get you to heaven. So even though it's heavy, the load I will carry. Grin and still bear it, win and still share it. Apologies to the fans, I hope you can understand it. Life can change your directions, even when you ain't planning. All you can do is handle it, worst thing you can do is panic. It to your advantage, avoid insanity, manage to conquer every obstacle, make impossible possible. Even when winning's illogical, losing still far from optional. And yeah, they wanna see you shot up in the hospital, but when life throw punches, block your counter like a boxer. Do been locked inside because it's too long. I did a song to make it known that the king lives on, pimping.
I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared. Still I stand,
yeah.
No matter what, people care I am,
yeah.
No matter what,
remember
I ain't great,
no,
I ain't bold,
no.
They hate me more, so
yeah,
I know.
You got a lot of notice to be Friday, April 4th, edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. It is Friday. It is the weekend review. And yeah, like I told you, we got lots and lots and lots to talk about. And, you know, it's the Friday version. So I expect to hear from everybody. Whatever, you know, got your goat this week, whatever, you know, is stuck in your craw, whatever caught your attention. Whatever made you say, huh? Well, we want to discuss it, all right? And if you want to chime in and be a part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-4259. 5316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Now, like I said, plenty to talk about today. And I want to hear from all of you. You know how to chime in. And if we're going to have the discussion, you know we got to involve the headlines. And plenty headlines there are.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
All right, Mr. Producer, bring me up a little bit. I can hear you, but I can't hear myself. So bring me up a little bit, Mr. Producer. I appreciate that. You know, I'm Zooming today, but it's all good. And we're going to make it all happen and still have a great show. But like I said, the headline is was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And like I said, big headlines. Bahamas Grid announces $130 million upgrade of New Providence Grid. Constituents wanted Lewis gone. Halkita says government not panicking over Trump tariffs. Charge upgraded to murder in a Lutheran nightclub fight. Court upholds decision to refuse bail to man accused of shooting cop. And price of exported seafood could jump up to 30%. Fishers, finally, world-famous Valley Boys removed from register of nonprofits. So that's your headlines. Obviously, we got lots to talk about. Obviously, we look at the weekend review. We still got to talk about the fires in Grand Bahama, in New Providence, in Abaco. We had to talk about that $183 million no-bid contract that still has tongues wagging. And the big story as of yesterday, former F&M MP Central Grand Bahama crosses the floor, joins the COI, and then fails the show on the nightly talk show on the national flag carrier. Now, here's the irony of it all. Now, Mr. Lewis, you off to a bad start with me. I expect BS from politicians far and wide, but I look for the Bill Clinton like BS, the good stuff. That, like, you actually take it in and you walk a few steps down the road and you stop and say, you know what, Bill, you got me. That was some good BS. But you had the gate. You crossed the floor on a BS motive, trying to play victim and further your political career. Okay? Because obviously you got wind that you weren't going to get that nomination in Central Grand Bahama. Obviously, you know, you backed it up. Like, they had a party when they heard you crossed. I heard there was a unified thank you, Jesus, resonated. All right? So here's the irony of it all, though. Damn it, everybody still won't give you the benefit of doubt anyway, you're going and where you're going with it. You failed to show up on the rundown with Clint Watson on ZNS. And you blamed it on a toothache. Now, me with my comedian hat on is calling BS. You know why? The irony of it all. The deputy leader of the COI, your new party leader, your new party deputy leader. You know your leader is Lincoln Bain, and Dr. MacGyver is your deputy leader. She's been famous for dentistry for years. You couldn't have gone down and done a deal with this wisdom tooth or this rotten molar or get this bacterial infection out of my tooth from all this BS I've been spewing the last couple of days around here. So please don't give me no toothache excuse. Find a different one. Wait, what's with you? You like medical professionals, eh, Mr. Lewis? You've gone from doc to dentist in one shot. Bada bing, bada boom. So yeah, let me know how you feel about that. Chime on in, and we'll get into the conversation on that and other things on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We're going to take a quick break right now. Flip side of the break, like I said, we'll get back into it. Friday. And the buzz by John Shoes is coming up. So whatever you buzzing on, chime on in. We'll be right back at you on the Friday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
It's shouted here at the hill. Hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed, spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff, rhyme, lyrics so
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra-large white meat filet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to, yo. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole faces, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. Care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Yeah. 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 I say still I stand. If shouted here I am. Hey, hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest, point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. This still is city, long as Tip living, listen. I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared. What? I ain't run,
I still on Friday. April 4th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until p.m. Like I said, it is Friday. It is the April 4th edition. Week in review. Lots to talk about. So like I said, we're going to get into the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. John's phone line open. So feel free to chime on in. All right. And like I said, lots to talk about. I'm looking at the text lines right now. And boy, let me tell you, people are chiming in on a lot of things. And like I said, a lot to talk about. Now, obviously, back to the eggs situation. Texter, I will double check what you're saying. But obviously, your text says, somebody please tell Jomo Campbell that Minas Vadulis had an egg farm at Grand Bahama Foods in Grand Bahama from the 80s. So please, this is not the first time, which is true. But you got to understand, it's silly season. So semantics used. If they could slide that in and make you think it's the first time, that's what they're going to do. But a quick search like you did will prove that that is actual factual. The Vadulis egg farm was in operation from the 80s in Grand Bahama. And yes, other texts, but I tell you, like I said, I got the biggity, we got the biggity and the best listeners around. Now, obviously, I made a reference earlier going into the break to Mr. Lewis crossing the floor. He didn't cross the floor. He left the FNM, went to the COI. I kind of misspoke simply because in having several discussions, this is not the first time that this has happened. We've had other members, you know, cross the floor from one party to the next. Obviously, there was no crossing there because the PRP viewed him as damaged goods. No need to, you know, maybe. They looked at him as damaged goods, or maybe they just wasn't on his run. So therefore, i.e., he made the jump, kind of like his former political colleague, Mr. Renwood Wells, who jumped from the PRP to the FNM. Renwood jumped from the PRP to the FNM, and Aram jumped from the FNM to the COI. What's with these truck guys? Always jumping, always bouncing. Y'all can't stay put? You know, I can't stay for one team or you don't want to run on all the tracks. So I look at this as political career preservation for however long it lasts. What say you? Phones are open. Text lines are open. Chime on in. And there's a lot of conversation going on about the motivation of Mr. Lewis and his move. A lot of allegations that this is a fallout from, you know, behind the scenes, closed door meetings and the inner workings of the FNM. And the allegations that I'm getting, and from multiple sources, and I'm still doing my due diligence, but the rumors and the allegations are swirling that Dr. Minas basically, up until the very end, refused to kiss the ring. At some point, when you're a leader, you have to have followers. And at some point, you have a follower. That's just how it goes in politics. So, sometimes you're the head coach. Sometimes you're the offensive coordinator. It is what it is. Sometimes, you know, you got to respect other people holding the reins. Like when you wanted people to respect you when you held the reins. That's just how it goes. And if you can't do that, and do the right thing now or another team to coach. And, you know, it's kind of how I done seen Mr. Bain in the COI. All right. They love him to some Jim Jones type levels. All right. I don't care who you are. Pretty much only one person, only God himself or Jesus Christ could come and replace Lincoln as the leader of the COI. Outside of that, nobody. Nobody. Not going to happen. Anyway. Let me check the text lines again. The Cooper family of Burger King, KFC, Pollo, Tropical, Pizza Hut, etc. owners on Grand Bahama also had an egg farm on Grand Bahama, Naughty. All right. So y'all went drop all these Grand Bahama facts today when my better half is not here. Shout out to MJ. Love you. Know that at the end of the day, Grand Bahama had egg farms and agriculture going on a long time. Excuse me. So at the end of the day, thank you for the updates. Thank you for the edumacation. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get it to Mr. Campbell. So next time he speaks, he could say, this is one of many egg farms we've had in the country. But that's what you got to watch. That's what you got to look at. It's all in the talks. All in the talks. So we're going to see how this plays out. But apparently, like I said, back to those allegations from the inner workings of the FNM, Dr. Minas refused to kiss the ring. Up until the last hour, the 11th hour, did not want to kiss the ring, did not want to say, okay, I'm going to endorse Mr. Pinto as leader. Allegedly, Dr. Minas' deal was, if you want me to recognize you, if you want me to genuflect, if you want me to kiss the ring, you got to run me, Mr. Desmond Bannister. You got to run Mr. Adrian Gibson. You got to run Mr. Aram Lewis. And you got to run Mr. Renwood Wells. And obviously, we see how that turned out. None got the nomination. One is already a COI. The rest about to face either running as an independent, joining on another party, or possibly their political goodnight. My whole thing is, the majority of FNMs have spoken, have gotten behind the leadership of Michael Pintard. The band of mindless Minnesites needs to let it go. How well did y'all do last go round promoting Dr. Minnis? How good of a job did you do pushing his agenda and his policies and defending them? Not very well with the count in the House Assembly. Anyway, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
G to the double N. What's going on, my brother?
Someone just called me just now because I just reached home from work, right? By PMH. And they said, but you ain't listening to your boy on. I say, who? They say, naughty. I say, man, I dropped the phone. I pick up the next phone. I say, I got he called my boy. Find out what's happening. But naughty.
Bang-a-lang-lang, what's happening?
It's amazing, hey, naughty. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's a true saying. You understand me? I agree with you 110% that many people like Minnis and the Brian Adleys and all them fellas need to let it go. Let it go. They might as well hold on to them. And walk down the boulevard backwards. Because ain't nothing happening. You figure me? What's your topic is today, naughty?
Open line, man. Are we doing the weekend review so we can talk about whatever? I mean, we're talking about Mr. Lewis Cross to the COI, but there's still the $186 million in no-bid contracts. There's still the whole, you know, early in the week, the fire situation too as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well, let me thank one or two persons then, because the other callers can deal with that. There was a young lady, naughty, that assisted me getting in super value on Wolf Road yesterday. And when I told her, thank you, she said, you was TNN and you speak on the radio, eh? I say, yeah. I say, why you say that? She said, I know your voice. You understand me? So I would like to thank that young lady for a hole in the door open for GNN, okay? And then I would like to thank our cadre, I did it before on your show, but one more time before I go. Our cadre of stellar lawyers, Casey, Kristen Roll, attorney Bijan Ferguson, and attorney Turdy Darling, and attorney Darren Cash for a stellar job getting the Valley Boys back to where they need to be. Thanks, Naughty, for taking GNN call.
I'm glad you're so happy your Valley back now. So when you get this pure Saxon cut skin next time, you can say it's the real Valley, not the
naughty,
fake Valley.
Naughty, let me tell you what people skin, right? Say. Yes, look good in the ring by yourself. And you last, it look good by yourself. Ain't nothing happening this year. And you tell Kat to need that too.
One, two, three, four. Bye, Jen, and have a good weekend, my brother. Saxon,
yeah,
baby.
Same to you.
Boy, I tell you, GNN, one thing I love about GNN, he would make any topic WWE-like. He'd get it excited, he'd drop a conspiracy theory, and, you know? I like it. Let's get back to the phone line, back to the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty. All this talk about farming is making me think, who killed the farms in 1975? Boy, y'all, hey. Boy. We had a lot going on in the family, honest. A ton. Let me check some other texts off the text lines. Naughty, has any former prime minister left that office on a high note? Or have the people had to run them out of town every time? My advice to Dr. Minister is to embrace retirement so he can go write his book and begin to rehab his image and legacy. Thank you for your service, but it's the country's time for younger blood and fresher ideas. That is an excellent text right there, Texter. I think that's of a lot of Bahamians in that regard. It really does. We've seen that movie from start to finish. It's over. Time to watch a new movie. You know, it's crazy. But like GNN alluded to, big headline today, world-famous Valley Boys removed from register of nonprofits. They ain't wasting no time with that. I know other people got stuff held up in court for years waiting on a decision. Now, when we look at it, though, right? And I want to say this. You know, I like to look at it in sports terms. Like, these are like boxers, okay? All former prime ministers. When you look at Shalinda, that's like our Muhammad Ali. But Ali lost, and Shalinda lost. You look at Mr. Ingram, that's like our... Wow. I would say that's like our George Foreman. You know, was a champ with the PLP, had a time in the wilderness, came back as an F&M, and became world champ. And his popularity to this day is just like Foreman. F&M, ABC, everybody love Papa. It's to the point where you tell it, Papa, I love you, but you mess up on this, but you still all right with me, because that's Papa. All right? And then you had Perry Christie. That would be our Joe Frazier. Punching power with the right people behind him and in his corner. But obviously two times had the opportunity to be heard, down goes Frazier. Yeah, well, down went Christie. But he did make contributions. And post-PM, or holding the post to PM, he and Mr. Ingram have gone above and beyond to offer service to the country. Whether it was accepted or not, I think that was a noble thing to do. And they have a lot of resources. So why not listen to two elder statesmen who've been there, done that, got a t-shirt, not once, but twice, a piece. So three times for Mr. Ingram, two times for Mr. Christie, but they're multiple winners. And then you look at Dr. Minnis, one and done. He's more like, you know, I don't know, Goonie. No, man, Larry Holmes is way better than Minnis, man. Come on, we can't get no texter, not Larry Holmes. I can't diss Larry Holmes like that. You know what? Minnis is like Marvin Spinks, Leon Spinks' brother. Held the title once, and his first defense was against Mike Tyson, and we know how that went, okay? One and done. So, yeah. But I say that to say this. In my opinion, Dr. Minnis needs to go into that quiet good night. I agree with that former texter. Get on a book tour. Get on a speaking tour. Get out there. Let people see you. So post-career, you could you know, benefit. You could impart knowledge and wisdom from your perspective of what you went through. And who knows? If you want to go one more go round, you're still young enough to do it. You all know you're floating. You all know you want to, you know, one of the more wealthier Bahamians due to your hard work in your medical profession, which nobody takes away from, which we salute you. But as far as a politician goes, like by fighter reverence, you've been beaten too much. You got beaten before you won. You were replaced in the House. You got punched to pieces. But you got punched in power. So you had a puncher's chance. You landed out of Butler Turner. and became prime minister. But you got a flawed jaw all the way along. And then a more veteran fighter came along with several victories under his belt and losses that he learned from. Brave, put it on you. And like Roberto Duran, you said, no mas, no mas, you quit. You didn't even let it go the distance. Like Roberto Duran, you quit. And yes, you had obstacles, you had COVID, you had Dorian, but you had other opportunities to show, in doctor's terms, your bedside manner, which we, as a citizenry, still think sucks, and the medicine you gave us tasted bad. So painful memories of you. And I think it's disingenuous that your band of mindless minicide minions play on your emotions to continue running and propping you up just to get a handout. If they really were on your run and they really cared about you, they would throw in the towel so you don't take any more punishment. That's what good corner people do when the fighter can't take no more beating. Throw in the towel. Protect your fighter. But at the end of the day, where do we go from here? Obviously, those same names that I called are now going to be in the political wilderness unless they latch on or jump on. So we got to let it play out. But at this moment, it is clear that Mr. Michael Pintard is playing chess and Dr. Medicine Group are playing checkers. So at the end of the day, just like Dr. Minish before him, Mr. Pintard was a minority opposition in the House, and he became prime minister. Mr. Davis, before Mr. Pintard, minority leader opposition in the House. And we all said he don't have a say. But I can't say here because he might be on a flight somewhere, but you understand what I mean. He's prime minister. So look, that's what it is. Stop the inevitable. Stop the inevitable. And if you look at it, if I know you're not supporting me, why do I want you to play with me? If I'm picking up five players for basketball and two of y'all not trying to run the players we're trying to run, not trying to play the position we want you to play, then why be on the team? Go play with the team. We're going to let you do that. We need two players who's going to play this role here and play it like this, and the team will be successful. So I got to tote it. All right. Let's get to these texts. Naughty, you called a few names. All those names you called, they should retire and give support to the younger persons to lead. There you go. Texter, you share the sentiment of many Bahamians. And when you look at that past Minister administration and the band of names that I called, or group of names that I called, who may be good people in your own right, but politically, you're damaged goods, you're tainted, people don't like you. They give you the who fought it look when they see you, like oh my God. The distaste and disgust and disenfranchisement and disrespect, those feelings are all still there. Naughty, notice the Big Bahamas grid announcement dropped in the midst of the F&M mess. They ain't seem to be in a position to respond on this unknown payouts deal. I don't know what you were trying to type there, Texter. Is it payout? People are fakers and frauds and all these political cults. Coat turn. Give us a break. Listen, Texter, don't get me twisted. Let me make it clear. Aram Lewis was a plug nickel in Central Grand Bahama. He was done prior to his move. So to use your words, nobody could be worth anything anymore because of a code turn. No, they were worthless before because the constituents didn't want them. So they had no value there. So they left and went to the COI. He lost his worth prior to his code turn. And we'll look at the numbers at the polls. And we'll see how much worth he has in Central Grand Bahama. All I'm saying is, formulate whatever opinion you want. But let's just deal with the facts behind all these scenarios playing out. And why they're playing out. Because you know what we do as Bahamians? We like to lie. But all put us on social media. Times a million. We will lie our pants off, share lies, don't even check. So please, with all due respect, Mr. Lewis lost his value prior to his departure. And the COI will see exactly how much he's worth at the polls when they ring the bell. I should start a company called Naughty Jergens. Well, listen, obviously, you sound like you know a lot about jergens. Okay? So I'll take your word for it. But you see, I don't know about jergens because I don't lotion, pet, or powder. And that's the problem. If I keep it real and you can't take it, that don't mean lotioning. That means I just keep it real. If you have a problem with me keeping it real, then go lotion up elsewhere. I'm sure you know all kind of lotions you could use. But careful how much lotion you use. Some might get in your eye and you might go blind. Anyway, let's get to the break. Well, let's get to the phone lines. Let's get to the calls. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty. You are naughty by nature, I see.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Okay, hey. Okay, well, you say with the blind, right? Listen to me. When the PLP finish with the Coalition of Independence, they're going to understand that IROM is nothing but a tool of two political operatives, both opposing the F&M. The problem is that you got one in the F&M that's directing him and another one that's directing him. So you have to question the loyalty. But like you say, if Aaron was sincere about what he wanted to do, he would have made the decision before they themselves said to him, we were not even going to submit your name for consideration. So what happens now is that I want you to watch. I want people to understand this in advance. Aaron was being controlled by the PLP spokesperson. Every time Aram had a protest or something, you saw PLPs and you saw Mennonites behind him at all of these protests and some independent people. Now, the whole aspect of argument is that he has the support, even with the 6,000 voters inside of Central Grand Bahama. But when he landed in Grand Bahama, there was about 12 to 15 Coalition of Independence. There was no PLPs there that was with him for the marches. There was no F&Ms there, and there was not even no independence, 100% coalition. That's the beginning of what is called stand alone. So the only thing left for him to do is follow the PLP instruction and ask for the leadership of the party and then move them out of the way for the PLP or to go into the PLP. This is just a misdirection, because when you look at the long term of the whole year, look at who fit the glove that he now represents. Now, on this BPL deal, it's all garbage. 5 miles of information, 3 lines equal to 50,000, they say. Count the poles. It matches the pole running from the Blue Hill Road to the Chinese headquarters down by the, down on Bay Street. And so this whole concept of understanding of what the BPL deal is, it tells you there's no deal. It is smoke and mirrors. And so when you look at every single corridor going up north and south, and then all the corners going across and crisscross, if they already spent $100 million or $150 million, the BPL has an additional $1 billion debt we didn't know about. Add up what they have to do for 1 mile and times that by all the corridors, and you'll see that my estimate of $2 billion in old debt and about $2 to $3, maybe $4 billion to build the infrastructure is there. The PLP must present with us a strategy of where we are now and where we are to go, true and correct. And then one more thing. If the PLP rent-to-own program is working, they could build thousands of homes. That there is smoke and mirrors. Just go talk to any banker, and they will tell you the numbers that they are using and saying 1,000 for rent, and you'll be able to save money for the down payment and pay the rent for the house. You can't find a condo for $70,000 with $1,000 a month. See, if they have a plan, why don't they release the housing plan so that people can know exactly what it takes to get into the rent of their own, and they don't have to be misled about it? Because I done called 10 times in the last week, and some other people have called, and they can't get no information on this so-called miraculous type thing. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, C. Allen. Always good to hear from you. Like I said, the Hamish have questions at large and from a broad cross-sector. I mean, every portion of this society right now, today, April 4th, 2025, got questions. There's uncertainty about something in every household. And the cost of living remains way too high. Up the wazoo. Mr. Producer, I know you have it close by. Guess who got the BPL bill? This guy. And guess who made me open it? MJ, she's like, I'm never opening one of them ever again. I'm not even cracking the envelope on that. And of course, I had to do it. And you know what happened, right, Mr.? I tell you. I had a sensation come over me, man. I got the same feeling again and again and again every time I open my BPL bill. Here it is.
It was very painful.
Very painful. Deep down in my soul. Yes.
This last one went through my soul and all the way down to my toes and everywhere in between. Yeah. I don't see no relief there. None whatsoever. All right. Now let me get back to the text lines. Hey, Naughty, is the FNM as divided as the Minnesites trying to make people believe? Or will the dissension and division disappear when Baby Trump Mini and the band of psychophants disappear? Well, listen, text up. It is only a very small band of mindless Minnesites. Okay? At the end of the day, if you look at the FNM, on every constituency level and association and branch meeting, the majority, they want new representation. They don't want Dr. Minnis or his minions in any way, shape, or form. And you got, like I say, you got minions surrounding Minnis that will not be honest with him and say, your time is done. Now, you got some in the Kalani Association that say, we will not vote if Minnis is rejected. You could vote. He may run as independent. He may latch on with another party. So you still got a chance to vote for him. But the way things shaping up politically, the way I see this landscape, it's very similar to previous elections. Ping pong. Ping pong. From one side to the next. And I think Minnis sees that. And now he's the odd man out because he has ostracized himself. And his minions have caused him to be alienated. I mean, let's be honest. They are a small, diligent band of blind minocites with an agenda. And I could call names, but I won't go there. I think we all know who I'm referring to. And eventually, they have to accept their fate. Again, it speaks to the work that Mr. Pintaud has done to unify the party in his own right and to play politics. That's the game they're playing, right? Politics. And we all know it's a cutthroat game. We watched Dr. Minnis exercise some cutthroat maneuvers in his time. Mr. Ingram, Mr. Christie, Sir Lyndon, poster child for cutthroat tactics. So this is by the book. Your constituency don't want you. You don't get the nomination. That's that. You can't kiss the ring. You can't follow the lead. You don't get to play for this team. All right. We got to get to the break. We're going to go over into the 5 o'clock just a little bit. And then we'll talk some sports. Pearl, you'll be chiming in as well. So let me, and we got some texts to get to and some callers on the line. So we'll get back on the flip side of the break. All right. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, brought to you by the Island Game. We got the news, and right after the news, we'll finish with the text. We'll keep the lines open a little bit. I'm going to extend into the 5 o'clock. Pearl, you'll be joining me, and we'll chop it up some more, and we'll talk some sports. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. T.I., take me to the break.
Count of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest. Point blank period. Whether I still live in
New York. All I do is win, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Friday, it's the weekend, baby. That's right, that's what I'm talking about. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I have the double whammy slammy and the four-ball combination for you to play and win all weekend long. Okay, the three ball for today, the 923. 923. 923. That's the tres pelotas. And the cuatro pelotas is 1209. 1209. 1209. That's the cuatro pelotas. Play them and win with the Island Game, the game you know and the friends you trust. Stay winning, my friends.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Sports fans, get ready for the Spice and Connect B3A's Crifter Trials this weekend, April 4th through 6th, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The action starts at 5. There will be exciting field events for all 3 days. This is the final stretch. Who will make this year's Bahamas Crifter team? Headed for Trinidad and Tobago on the Easter holiday weekend. Tickets are only $15 for adults, $7 for children. VIP section tickets, only $25. 3 day passes available too. $35 adults, $15 children, and $65 VIP. It's the Splice and Connect B3A Crifter Trials. This weekend, April 4th through 6th, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Marty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Tropical Gyros.
Mind facing all counter time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed, spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least say even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme, lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta, how to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest, yeah. Point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That was Philly, this Philly city, long as Tip living. Listen,
I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared.
What?
I ain't
what?
Run,
what?
Still I stand.
Yeah,
no matter what, people, here I am. Yeah, no matter what,
number
I ain't. So, yeah, I know. Here I go. Yeah. No matter what, shout it. Here I go. No matter what, shout it.
Sites and the magazines tell it. I'm sure to be in jail till 2027. Rather see me in a cell instead of this new McLaren. Gotta take you through hell just to get you to heaven. So even though it's heavy, the load I will carry. Grin and still bear it. Win and still share it. Apologies to the fans. I hope you can understand it. Like you change your directions, even when you ain't planning. All you can do is handle it. Worst thing you can do is panic. Use it to your advantage. Avoid insanity, manage to conquer every obstacle, make impossible possible. Even when winning's illogical, losing still far from optional. And yeah, they wanna see you shot up in the hospital, but when life throw punches, block your counter like a boxer. Do been locked inside because it's too long. I did a song to make it known that the king lives on, pimpin'.
I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no.
I gotcha. On the Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and company, right up until 6 p.m. And I'm flying solo today. Curly is traveling. I just found that out. He just found that out. So, safe travels, Curly. Have a good trip. We'll see you Monday. But yeah, we'll get to sports in short order. But I did say we're going to carry over into this hour. I got some texts to get to, and I got some calls. Mr. Producer, let's get to the calls first. Or if you got the calls, let's get to the calls first. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Back. I call back with a view to help C. Allen. He reached 9 out of 10 to help him over the line. You understand? Some questions he was asking. C. Allen, you wonder why a nation, you wonder why a government could promise new homeowners to pay $1,000 a month in a new and a privately owned independent subdivision. I ain't sound like that's supposed to click it. But the person who owns the independent privately owned subdivision is also the chairman of the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation. They run the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation. And the homes that will be for $1,000 Sea Island has been outright by the holder of that area. They've been purchased 100%, and that is why the government is able to tell people, I can rent it to you for $800, $900, or $1,000. They were sold to the Bahamas government 110%, the island. That's why you get a final, because of the players involved. Thanks for taking my call, Naughty.
Yes, JNN. Boy, you fired up today on a Friday, I tell you. All right, let's get to these text lines. We got any other calls, Mr. Producer? Put them through. Talking Heads. Those callers who are holding, just hit me back, man, and we'll get back to you. All right? I understand. I appreciate your patience. We'll get right back to you. Just hit us back, and we'll get back to you. All right, let me check the text lines. Naughty, what happened to Anton these days? Anton has resurfaced. I heard him making the rounds, man. I'm sure he'll chime in at some point. Naughty Bannister said he didn't support Minister Leader. He voted for Aaron Lewis. Yeah. Okay. But you had the names allegedly that were called, right? So, birds of a feather flock together. Good afternoon, Naughty. The only people who have seen a reduction in their bill, their BPL bills, are those who have not been using air conditioning since it's cooler. It is impossible for the bill to be lower if there's the same usage, because the fuel charge is now 16.16 cents versus 10.95 cents or 95 cents. When the PRP came to office, even the $22 free for the first 200 kilowatts doesn't make up for the increased fuel charge. Naughty, your text is correct. Bannister did say he voted for Aram, so it may feed into the public discourse. Aram deserves to be leader of COI. I heard C. Allen Johnson claim that Aram Lewis is a plant by Minnis. That also may be true. So what are people trying to say? He swung Fred, who helped to organize his appearance at those protests, and how PLP's there is true. So he is a triple agent. Minnis, PLP, and undercover FNN, COI. The plot thickens. It gets better and better. I tell you, Texter, you couldn't write it no funnier than that. Minnis also has his FNM supporters, and those protests, but all except COI, have abandoned him. Naughty, where are these 10,000 chickens that Jomo Campbell said are in the country? Are these the set they were talking about earlier this month? Okay, well, we're locked up in Fox Hill. Okay, I'll make a couple of calls. As long as they can produce cheap eggs, let them cluckers out. And I said cluckers. Okay. All right. I know some of you all get. But at the end of the day, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Radio man, I ain't going. Okay. They was not going to let, what's his name? Gentleman from Freeport run, right?
So, Mr. Lewis.
He was not. He was going to get nominated. And he still have ambitions that he can run.
Right.
So what you want him to do? Is there where he's coming from?
5 o'clock hour, me talking politics in the 5 o'clock hour. Let me give you a sports analogy. If you know you're not going to give me the nomination, right?
Yeah.
If I know I'm not no longer going to be the starter for your team, I'm going to ask for my unconditional release or a trade to another team where I can play. That's what he did. He got his unconditional release. And he joined another team as a free agent, the COI. That's just what he did, just like in sports.
Okay, so that's what he did. But, you know, we want to say, well, okay, he ain't going to run, they ain't going to nominate him, no how.
Now, that's just like in sports, you could say why he left or why he was not given a nomination. His play had declined over the past 3 or 4 years. He was non-existent. Either he wasn't on the field because of injury or because his play was terrible and they had to bench him. Or they were going to bench him for poor play. So they let him go. He had the street. He jumped on as a free agent in the CLI.
I get your point, but he still feel like he can run, so that's what he had to do now.
And he got every right to run, and he got every right to do what
right.
he God given right to do what he wants. But that still don't make take away from the fact that his constituency and other voters think he was a lousy MP.
Okay,
but
I
do nothing.
Now.
I haven't seen you. You can't run from that. If I'm a cornerback and you cut me loose because I kept getting burnt on the deep play down the field, I still might have been a good player before, but the baggage I'm carrying is he gets beat deep. There's
okay,
a reason why I was let go. There was a reason why you went. All right.
Let me get to my next point.
Go ahead.
Dr. Menace. Now, he is incompetent. I mean, he was MP for that area. And I think he showed up to the House the most of the sessions. When he was prime minister, even when he lost his seat, he still came. But I remember one of the leaders, them, they didn't win, the party didn't win the election. And I think he won his seat, but he never showed up for months. You remember that?
Right.
Okay. Now, I just draw an illustration.
But let me think, just
I don't see why.
About Dr. Menace's popularity remaining in that same constituency. Kalani, what you talk about? He won.
Yeah, well, he
won by 3,000 votes the first time. And then the second go-round, this last election, he only won by 500. So that means 2,500 people got disenfranchised with him and didn't vote for him.
Well,
the votes went elsewhere. Whether they went to the PLP
or to
the DNA or however, or COI. So obviously it speaks to his unpopularity too, and that's baggage he got to carry.
Let's look at it another way.
His batting average gone from 350, 400, Ted Williams category to below the Mendoza line, right? All right then. Anyhow, go ahead.
Okay. I know he does a good debate in Parliament, and he claims he represents the area good. But what I'm trying to say, if he wanted to run, he ain't taking away Pintard being the leader. Dying taking who's the leader. I don't know why they don't let him. If he won't run, then let him run. I mean, he's still a member of the FNM. I never hear him get on the floor and say nothing bad, but he can get up.
All right, let me put it to you like this, though. He was the head coach, all right? You got a coach that is always in the locker room undermining you, trying to divide the team, trying to split the locker room, and refusing to acknowledge you as the head coach because they were a head coach before. What you going to do with that coach? You going to get rid of him or you going to leave him with his job?
Well, who said he was undermining? I mean, I know that. I mean, we don't know that. I mean,
What you mean we don't know? We don't know what? There is a Menace camp that is undermining and been divisive in the FNM for a long time. Just like they got infighting in the PLP, they got infighting in the FNM. Come on, man.
All right, listen to this. You remember the other fellow was there? And because the party lows, he didn't show up for months and months. And then he's still on there. So what you call that?
I call it, at the end of the day, I don't care how much you show up. If the voters don't like you, they could do you the same way they did you before.
Okay, then I can end with that. That's a good point. The voters don't like you. That's what happened. All right, thank you, buddy.
Regardless how many times you show up. I mean, it is what it is.
But yeah, we can talk again.
Yes, man. We got baseball to talk about, too. Your Orioles, I don't know, boy. They need some help.
Yeah, the Orioles. Don't worry. They like Boston,
I go and pick them in one parlay the other night, though. They cost me. I went with them. Everybody else was right. The Boyers, man, Bupkus. Them dirty birds.
I hear.
All right, brother. Be safe. We'll talk soon. But, yeah. Let me check the text lines. Naughty Jomo had to be talking about those chicken scales she brought in the fryer. Lord, don't kill me. Don't do it. Let me check the text lines again. Naughty, it's amazing when some of these politicians switch parties, they always talk about the personality of so-and-so in the party. They never talk policies or philosophies. Mr. Lewis was alluding to personality as the reason he left. But what I want him to explain is, to no less, is what about the policies of the COI and what of their policies convinced him to go there? And also, when can I pick up my 100K check? Are you really, you think, and oh, wow, your tax is doing so good up until that 100K checkpoint. I mean, oh, that was a joke. I got you, but I'm pumped. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. You got any other callers, Mr. Texter? Put them through. If you're holding and you dropped, I am zooming today. Just hit Mr. Producer back. We'll get you right back on. Let's get back to the text lines. All right. What can Minnis do in Kalani that another FNM can't do? Let's not forget, Minnis politically killed more politicians than any leader ever. And they were all his team players, FNMs. I think that speaks and is a major contributing factor to some of his unpopularity still to this day. I mean, this thing goes with sense, people. It's contributing factors. And you can't be strong and wrong. I have learned over my life, you have to own your mistakes. You have to own where you went wrong. Sometimes in owning it, you got to look yourself in the mirror, to look yourself in the mirror and have the conversation with himself and say, yes, sadly, despite what I think, some people aren't on my run. The majority of people aren't on my run. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Lonnie. This legend. What's going on?
I couldn't hear you. What's happening? Who's this?
I said it's legend. What's going on? Yeah. You can hear me?
You are breaking right up, bro. I can hardly hear you.
Oh no. I said one time a reporter was asking Dr. Minnis a question. He told the reporter, ABC123, goodbye, and walk off, drop a dead mouse.
And what about going to make my stew fish?
Oh, I can't forget that.
Can't forget the stew fish.
I didn't want to get putting in answers and questions. He's talking about dead manners. That's one for you.
I wonder where the stew fish come from. Toogie or... Anyway, let me do that.
Let's go get it, man. Anyway, buddy, thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother. Be safe. Have a good weekend. But yeah, the phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Phone lines are open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-5316. Toll free and anyone of family out is 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. All right. A couple more things that we got to deal with before we get into the sports. At the end of the day, my whole point in this is we've seen some disingenuous politicians over the years. Some who have political aspirations and don't want to give up their seat, do not want to go off into that political good night. I personally, as a Bahamian, I feel that every Bahamian has that God-given right to vote for who they choose works best for them. All I'm saying is we need to know all the facts before we go to the polls. Know exactly who we're voting for, exactly what these parties are into, exactly who put in the strings behind the scenes, and who has agendas. Because at the end of the day, personal political agendas cannot supersede doing what is right for the country and benefiting Bahamians and making decisions to benefit all Bahamians. That's all. You got to make sure the process isn't flawed. You can't keep repeating the same thing for 50 years. You got to spark the change. You got to spark the thoughts that spark and ignite the change. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads. Talking heads. Caller, if you dropped, hit us back. We'll get you right back on. Minnis didn't want anyone on his team. He assumed wouldn't play by the strategy he was going to call. So why would this behavior of not showing that he would follow the rules of the new coach, he wouldn't expect to get cut like he cut the other players when he was coach? follow the rules he created, play by the new rules, or get off the court. Thank you, Dexter. I mean, that's the way we got to chop it up, for sure, for sure. If you don't want to play for me, it's like your parents say. If you're an adult and you're living under their roof, you're 18 and you're under their roof, and what they always tell you? As long as you are living under my roof, you will abide by the rules of my house, correct? You want to abide by the rules of your house? Go get your house or get your abode, and that would be the rules of what... Okay, then. The rules are the rules. If you don't want to play by those rules, don't break them. Don't get sour sop and sour lime and pick up your ball and try to go home. Continue to play in the league, but play by the rules. And if you can go, and you're not man enough to go on your own, then inevitably go one way or another. Okay? So at the end of the day, if you don't support me, how can I expect to go into an election with a unified party if I know you're trying to undermine me all the way to the polls in hopes of gaining political aspirations and fulfilling your political aspirations again on the back end, possibly. And meanwhile, all these soap operas, these political soap operas play out, but these political fiefdoms go into war for complete control and power, and Bahamians suffer every day. We become the NPCs. We become the collateral damage. And they benefit off of it. And at the end of the 5 years, windows I draw, I don't benefit. I'm good. Or I'd be just drunk off that political power. Then you want to go back. Even if it's to the detriment of your party and to the country in the long run. Because people find it unpopular and unpalatable. Anyway, Mr. Producer, we got to get to the break, correct? We didn't take any breaks yet so far, right? So let's take this first break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back. We'll slide into the sports. We got plenty of sports to talk about. Any other calls we'll get in, any other texts we'll get in pertaining to this, and then we'll start talking sports on the flip side of the break as the Friday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
They shouted, "Here I am." Hey, hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. And without trying, believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter, I climbed.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Yo, I say still I stand. If shouted here I am. Hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine.
We're back at you on the April 4th, the Friday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m., 5:34 p.m. is the time. And we're going to slide into sports now. Good stuff, everybody who called in, chimed in, texted in. Like I say, man, at the end of the day, we're all talking heads. And everybody's opinion matters, in my opinion. We may not agree on each other's opinions, but that's how the world goes. Sometimes you have to agree to disagree, find the common ground, find the things you do agree on, find the positive solutions, and build from there. But without discourse, we're lost. We got to be able to have the conversations. We got to, and people got to own their mistakes. And you audit me with some serious questions now. Naughty Minutes needs to go, period, and start being a nuisance to himself, his own party, and others. Boy, you're telling me. Yeah. Yes, you're telling him. All right. Sliding into the sports. Also firing a text, boy. Naughty, has BPL or water and sewage given an explanation for why the roads are dug up from Bay Street to the entry? Listen. Now you know. We already talked about this. So I'm thinking, texted it. You heard me talk about this and you texted it. Don't hit me like this. No, boy. I've been talking about this. It makes absolutely no sense. None. But they paved from the Sheridan on Bay Street as you turn all the way up to the foot of the bridge. It was paved. It stood out a little bit of, well, the British Colonial, formerly the Sheridan British Colonial. The BC, the British Colonial, down there, right there by the bend. You go straight, you go to what's in your frogs, you make them to right, you're onto Bay Street. From there to the foot of the bridge, they paved. They also did the markings in the road, put in the lane stripes, so on and so forth. It wasn't a great job because they paved over some of the manhole covers, so on and so forth, but at least it was a better ride. Obviously, a company was paid to do that work. Here we are, less than a year later, maybe even less than 6 months later. The whole right lane is dug up. Looks like a moon landing full of craters. And I've seen water and sewage ambulance. Now, what kind of foolishness is going on? You have to ask Minister Clay Street, Minister Welsh, why would you pave the road and have us pay for it? Taxpayer money, pay for it. If you full well knew that they was going to have to come along and dig up that right side of the lane to replace water and BPL infrastructure. Shouldn't they have done that first and then you paid it? Or were you just satisfying a crony who needed a handout? So pave the road. We could dig it up again later anyway, and you could pave it again after that. And we paying for it. And not one explanation, not one press release, but an effective one. If you put one out, you didn't put it out everywhere. Because we're still asking the questions today. How, what, why, when, how this happened? And text to another thing you need to look at when you ride west on Ghost Slope Bend. The seawall down there still hasn't been repaired. How many hundreds of thousands or millions of taxpayers paying for that to be repaired? And it's taking forever. It's like they're building a resort. It's a bloody seawall. It's not that hard. Shouldn't take this long. shouldn't cost what it costs, even though we don't know the cost, like neither a proper function in procurement act. And I noticed the FNM and Mr. Pinto, we will enact the Freedom of Information Act. We'll have a procurement act. They better. Because if they don't, I could be beating up my gum again. We need a Freedom of Information Act. We need a procurement act. It's our money. We need to know how it's being spent, why it's being spent, where it's being spent, for what it's being spent, and who is getting the money in the contract to do the work. And who are they hooked up to? And connect the dots. How long are we going to sit there and watch certain entities, the same set of last names, white Bahamians and black Bahamians, get generational wealth, and the rest of us, bubkis, no more middle class, cost of living up the wazoo. Hard times. Hard times. So you got to look out for what it is. You can't be in denial anymore. Can't get caught up in the finger pointing and this my party and that's my party and be blind loyalist. No. You got to hold your party accountable and where they need to get better and prop them up and ride hard for them in the areas where they do succeed and they do make choices that are beneficial for Bahamians and execute them as such. Naughty, I agree. I've been watching that seawall for months being built. You're right. They're waiting on something to happen, I think. Where you just had some tourists in one of them four-wheel drive SUV Gator, ATVs on steroids, go clean over the side a couple of weeks ago. We need to, you know, the problem is in this country, we know better, but we fail to do better on multiple levels. Multiple levels. All right. We got a good final 15 today playing with Rich Eisen and Andrew Siciliano. Talking, you know, what's more likely in the NFL with some scenarios leading up into the draft, the NBA as well. Good conversation. And we got sports to talk as well, too. I got the picks to get into. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the Island Game is the game, you know, the friends you trust, and they always remind you to play responsibly. A lot of games, a lot of action going on over the weekend. Baseball is back, so you got NBA in full swing. Six games left before the playoffs start. Six games to wind down the regular season. And you got the Final Four weekend this weekend. Yes, indeed. You're definitely going to, you know, you got the Women's Final Four. We get down to it in college basketball. Baseball going on again today, too. Lots of baseball still left to play. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games still left to play this evening. 4 games underway right now. And on top in the NBA tonight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 games tonight in the NBA. So here's who I like, man. You got the Sacramento Kings minus 10.5 against the Charlotte Hornets. Give me the Charlotte Hornets plus the 10.5. Got the Utah Jazz plus 17 against the Indiana Pacers. Give me the Pacers in the money line. That 17 is way too much for them to cover. The Pistons minus 11 against the Toronto Raptors. Give me the Pistons in the money line. I think they win the game, but the Raptors play really, really well at home. So I think that 11 might be too big of a cover. At the Phoenix Suns plus 14 against the Boston Celtics. I like the Celtics to win this game. They're horrible against double-digit spreads all season long, so give me the Celtics in the money line. You got the Cleveland Cavaliers minus 13 against the San Antonio Spurs. Cavaliers are rested. They had some bad games. I think they beat up on the Spurs tonight. I don't want MJ to hear me saying that, but yeah, I think the Cavaliers covered the 13 points, and they beat the Spurs by the 13 tonight. Oklahoma City Thunder 6.5 over the Houston Rockets. I like OKC to win this game. The Rockets are playing good ball. You could take them with the 6.5 points, but if you want to play safe outright, take the Thunder and the money line. Portland Trailblazers and the Chicago Bulls. Blazers 5.5 point underdogs on the road. Bulls -5.5 at home. I like the Bulls to win the game. I don't know if they cover the 5.5, so give me the Bulls and the money line. Denver Nuggets -1.5 over the Golden State Warriors. Warriors got a win against the Lakers the other night. Nuggets dealing with injuries. Injuries. Obviously, if they're on the road and they're 1.5 point favorites, Jokic's going to play. So give me the Nuggets -1.5. You got the Dallas Mavericks +10.5 against the LA Clippers. If AD plays in this game, give me the Mavericks +10.5. If he doesn't, give me the Clippers in the money line. And the Lakers -15 over the New Orleans Pelicans. Lakers got some issues. They play down to the competition lately, even though they win. I'll take the Lakers in the money line to get it done. I just don't think they cover the 15 points. All right, that's a wrap. This all brought to you for us by the Island Game. For MJ, for Pearly, all week long holding it down and chiming in. And everybody who chimed in, texting. And have a great weekend, 242. We'll see you on Monday right here on Talking Heads. Rich Eisen taking us home on the flip side. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Friday.
Yo. I say still I stand. If shouted, here I am.
Hey, never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra-large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening only on Guardian Radio,
96.9 FM.
Yo. I say still I stand. If shouted, here I am.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Hey guys, what's
hey
up?
Everybody.
Happy Friday.
Hey, what's more
How's
likely?
Doing?
Chris Brockman.
Everybody good?
We're good.
You good? Jay Philly, you good?
Great. Chilling.
Great. So Andrew, just a quick refresher on how we play the game.
Yeah.
I give you a scenario, A or B. You tell me which one is more likely. Very simple. TJ, please chime in as well.
Word.
Jay Philly, nobody wants to hear from you.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew that.
We're in a Dodger hat, man. Come on.
Save some wins for the rest of us.
Yeah,
guys,
right?
The more likely Seattle quarterback to win more games next year, the old one, Geno Smith, or the new one, Sam Darnold?
Geno Smith.
Really?
With the Raiders?
Actually, you can chime in on this, Jay Philly, because it's the Raiders.
It's your squad. Yeah.
Geno Smith.
Really?
I don't say it confidently. I want to say Geno because I believe in Pete.
Oh, all right.
I believe in Pete, and I told Pete Monday night in Florida, sitting there eating dinner together, standing up at a reception.
Oh, name drop.
No, I don't care. I used to host the Pete Carroll show, ladies and gentlemen, way back in the day.
He's like, ask about
here
me,
in Los Angeles when he was head coach at SC. I told him, and I firmly believe this, the NFL is a better place with him in it. The NFL is better now that he is back, and I believe in the energy. And I mean, I'm not talking like aura or telepathy energy, but I believe what Pete can bring to the building.
Vibes.
I like some of the free agent moves they have already done. They're in a good position at six if they go running back, or who knows, maybe Jalen Walker is there. Who knows what they do, okay? I believe in Pete. I do. And John Spytek. And as Mark Davis said this week, you heard what Mark Davis said, right? This is my favorite time of the year because we're undefeated. We're undefeated.
He gives it to you straight, man.
Yes. Straight like his bangs. Right across the top of his forehead.
Straight like a P.F. Chang's appetizer.
Whatever that means. But no, I'm going to take Geno. Yeah.
Felly, call your shot. Where are the Raiders going this year? I'm going to write this down. What is your record this year, man?
17-0, baby.
Call your shot. 17-0, man.
That's how you do it.
Hey, this is for you. You guys made a move yesterday. Congratulations. Who's more likely to start more games for the Cowboys this year, Dak or Joe Milton?
Stop it.
Come on.
Next.
Come on.
Swipe left.
Dak. Barring injury, of course.
Does Dak start every game this year?
Oh, no, because they will have already clinched the NFC
East.
There
you go.
See, there you go.
Come on, Andrew.
And then
I'm like,
Joe
there
Stout,
you kid.
I'm
like,
we'll start a game in December or January.
I like the way you think, Joe.
I am going to say Joe Milton will start one game this year because of injury. Dak, historically speaking, just looking at the numbers, is not a guy that often. Actually, can we look that up?
Yeah,
Dak,
I was trying to
look that up right
now.
As
a matter of fact.
It's
marvelous.
Thank you. You're fantastic as well.
Dak hasn't started every game since 2023. He did
2023. Did not last year. Did
he was
not
actually
in 2022.
Awesome 2 years ago.
He did before we went to the 17 game schedule. Actually,
yeah, he went 4 years.
Four consecutive years. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he went, 2021, he played all 16. And then 2023, he played all 17. So
it can happen. I'm going to say it's a rough sport. Joe Milton will start one game, at least one this year. Yeah.
Pulling for you, TJ. TJ, call your shot. Cowboy record.
Oh, man. Well, since Jay did the 17-0.
And you go 20-0?
Right now, today, I'll just say 10-7.
You have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Okay.
Optimistic.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
Before
we go, can I double down on the point I made yesterday?
Sure.
I guarantee you, there will come a time this season where the screaming head shows and where Cowboy fans will be calling for Joe Milton to start. I guarantee you. And I'm going to go a step further. I guarantee you it will happen in August.
Yeah, we said that yesterday, didn't we?
Joe Milton,
yeah, he's doubling down.
Is going to have a preseason game that's going to blow up the highlight shows. He's going to get in there in the preseason. He's going to run around. He's going to throw a 70-yard touchdown to an undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver. And the next day, Monday morning, there's going to be a topic bar.
It's going to be me.
Should Joe Milton start for the Cowboys week one? He shouldn't, by the way. But it's going to be the conversation because that's how this whole thing works. I guarantee you it is going to happen. And it may happen as early.
I'm
going to
do it on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
As August.
I mean, of course it's going to happen because that shows how stupid some of this stuff is.
That is going to be your summer television.
What are we doing?
While you're trying to get the kids ready to go back to school.
Oh, back to school.
Right. This is filled up the backpack with all the supplies, like vacation's over, all that.
Remember Trapper Keepers?
Get ready for it. Yes, yeah. I do remember the Trapper Keeper.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
All right, guys, more likely to be an off-season wow move. Tyreek gets traded or Rodgers ends up somewhere other than Pittsburgh.
More likely?
What's more likely?
What's more? Hmm. Oh, you're
Am
really
I reading the chart?
You're really thinking about this one. Thank you, Jay Philly, for filling the air. Well, Andrew just says,
I think it's a push. I think it's a push. This one's tough because I do think, even though Mike McDaniel said he Tyreek's going to be on the team, or he welcomed whatever he said this week, this is not, as Mike Mayock said yesterday, a very deep wide receiver class. And is there a chance that somebody says, I'll take the Tyreek drama? Sure. And Miami gets the contract off the books and they take a modest return on the second day of the draft. I could see that happening. I could also...
Miami's picking 13th. They could easily take Matthew Golden there or...
Well, that doesn't mean you'd have to get rid of Tyreek.
No, just, but if you're going to... Like,
you know what? We've done this. We're good. Right? Kind of thing. And they take a modest return for a team that says, we need to add a veteran playmaker. Brandon Ayuk's injured. We're not taking that contract. Like, this is the guy, right? He could still be explosive. He can still win games and take the top off. I think that's a possibility. And I also think Aaron Rodgers, if he wanted to be a Steeler, would have been a Steeler by now. I think he may take the job, not begrudgingly, but because it is the job. And it's a good job, and there's nothing else out there. But I also think there's a very good chance that Aaron just waits and goes back to Malibu and waits for FaceTime audio to ring and waits for somebody to inevitably get hurt, because it will happen. It is part of the game, unfortunately. Yeah. That phone may not ring until December, and you may not like who's on the other end of the line when it does ring in December, but at that point, it's going to be a team that's likely in position to win, and you may go do it. So I think I'm going to go push here. I'm going to cheat.
It's not how the game is played.
Okay, then I'm going to say Tyreek traded.
I thought Rich was on vacation.
I'm going to say Tyreek traded. Does he do that too?
He always does.
I'm going to say both.
The disrespect is real.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyreek. Last NFL one, and then a couple, hodgepodge here. More likely division winner who should most worry about a 2025 letdown, Lions or Ravens?
Mm. Lions. Lions, because they lost both coordinators. And I'm not saying that Dan Campbell doesn't have or hasn't lost his ability to coach. He has not lost his ability to coach, rather. I do think there are some big shoes to fill. And I do think that will be felt. And eventually, the law tells you that going for it on fourth down all the time. I know the analytics people are going to kill me for this. I just think there is a regression eventually. And I do think this could be their regression. Now, I don't know that the Vikings are going to win as many games as they did a year ago. I think the Packers are still good and the Bears are a big question mark. So I don't know that the division is going to be as good top to bottom as it was a year ago. The Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings combined to win 40 games in the regular season last year. 40 between those three teams, an average of 13 and a third. You could do the math. Obviously, the Bears won 5. The Bears will be better. Do they win the division? No, but I do think the Lions, it's just time, take a bit of a step back.
Yeah, win totals, Vegas right now, Ravens 11.5, Lions 10.5.
There you go, buddy. Didn't know that. I don't look at those things.
I like looking at them. They're fun.
Sometimes I do.
Hey, these two teams played last night. We talked about it on this show. Who's more likely to go further in the Western Conference playoffs, Warriors or Lakers?
I'm going to say Warriors now. I would not have said that a couple of weeks ago. But I will say it now. The Jimmy Butler thing has changed that team. Steph is still Steph, man.
He is.
They got pieces.
Yeah, he's been great.
They got pieces, and I am not. I still can't believe they got Luka. However, they're kind of playing with house money this year. And I believe in the Lakers more next year than I do this.
I weirdly buy that. They feel like that Mark Williams trade getting rejected,
yes,
TJ, I think that's a huge deal.
Yeah, for sure.
They have no rim protection. You kind of saw that last night a little bit. You're going to see that whoever they play in the first round of the playoffs. They'll obviously fix that hole in the offseason. I'm with you on liking them better next year.
Yeah. Noted NBA analyst, yours truly.
last one. No one more. Jay Philly, it's all good. I'm not going to act surprised. Aaron Judge doesn't need a torpedo bat to hit bombs. He did it again last night. First player since the Babe to have 5 home runs and 15 RBIs in the first 6 games of a season.
Is that good?
What's more likely? Aaron Judge breaks his own AL home run record or the Dodgers break the win record?
I'm going to say Aaron Judge. What's the record?
He hit 62.
62. Thank you. I can't believe I don't know that. He's going to break it.
American League.
I think he will. He may get to 70.
He's played 6 games. He already has a 0.8 war for all the nerds out there. That's really good. He's on a pace for like 25 war, which is unheard of.
He's going to get to 70. Write it down.
This year?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, can we bet that?
Look at you, you degenerate. I make a bold talk show prediction for the sake of making bold predictions on a talk show. And you're like, I'm going to bet that. Hurry up. Can I make money?
He's plus 105 to lead the league in home runs this year. Like, Ohtani plus 650. Like,
the Dow is crashing. Can I make it up on an Aaron Judge future?
I saw a really funny tweet. Someone was like, the U.S. is like $33 trillion in debt or something. He's like, all you got to do is bet $35 trillion on a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, and we balance the budget.
Right. And you get $25 free added to your account.
So
right?
Come on, people.
Use promo code Brockman's a Degenerate now.
One Jalen Hurts anytime TD away from balancing everything out.
I don't think the Cubs get to. I know Ryan Dempster, Dodgers. Or the Dodgers rather. Dempster said yesterday he thinks they break the 116 record. There are enough, you know, 3-game losing streaks and, you know, midseason slides and random injuries. Freddie Freeman,
who hasn't even played
yesterday,
yet.
Was on their B team, went on the DL yesterday, right
slipped
after we got
the
off
shower.
The air.
You buy that?
Come on, are you?
Baseball players have notoriously
sure
the dumbest, weirdest but injuries.
Why would you not believe?
Are you selling a Freddie Freeman conspiracy theory right now?
I'm saying slipped in the shower is a little weird.
Have you ever slipped in the shower? This is your first time meeting him? Of course he believes in that. Something's amok.
Something in the shower is just
Chris
like, come
feeling
on.
That there's some shadiness behind
it. Oh, I sneezed and threw up my back. Really? Or were you riding your motorcycle and fell?
Have you ever slipped in the shower?
No.
Like hotel tubs? No. Like you don't have the mat down? You're like, whoa.
Totally.
I almost got impaled in the shower last week.
What? Like Final Destination?
I was at a hotel that shall remain nameless. In West Palm Beach, Florida. So not the hotel where the annual meeting was happening, because I'm not paying 16 hundo a night for that. So I'm at another major brand hotel, okay. But not their highest label. You know, that mid-market label.
Did they keep the light on for
you? At a major brand
hotel.
I'm not going to eat.